two more sermons about prayer for a while today, next week. And my favorite part of praying is something we've been doing. It's praising and thanking God. And often it's good almost to get stuck in doing that, and it seems to impact the other aspects of our prayer life. What we're concerned about, brokenhearted about, you know, interceding about. Those things are put under God's care when we give thanks and praise to Him. So a bit of a testimony sermon about praying today. Here's an old acrostic that probably help you. You know, how can you keep the momentum in your prayer life? P for pray. Praise. Thank God for who He is. R for repent. I'm going to turn to God with His help. Can't do it by myself. I'm going to ask for the many things troubling soul, you know, neighborhood, family, nation, world. And then yield to God. Lord, put my life again under Your care. Be King of kings, Lord of lords in my thoughts and actions. Just a great way to pray. And sometimes, I get stuck on the praise thing in a good way. And Tim Keller's called praise the alpha prayer, because it seems to come at the beginning of a lot of prayers in the Bible. When Jesus prayed, for example, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, started like that. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. And the Psalms are just filled with praises. So praise is a wonderful experience we could have with the Lord in our prayer life. Keller had this little summary of prayer. Upward, that's praise to God. Thank you, God, for you. Inward, this is what's a concern that you and I have. Could be our own sin, could be a problem on the outside, outside of us. But then outward, interceding for other people, the nation and nations. Upward, inward, outward. Don't get stuck on number two, inward. That's the most likely place we'll go when we're overwhelmed. And God understands that, but let's not miss who He is. Isaiah went through this a little bit when he was praying to the Lord in the temple, meeting with God. Holy, holy, holy. He heard those words. That was upward. Everything was upward in terms of Isaiah's initial experience of worship and prayer. And then inward, he said, woe is me. I'm undone. I need forgiveness. So there was inward. And then there was outward. Here am I. Send me. Okay, so if you want a little bit of an example of a man praying, God would meet us in a similar manner. And again, big on praise. Often, if we experience something great and talk about it, give thanks about it, we almost experience that time or that person again. For example, have you tried the Arby's Big Fish sandwich? Oh, man, massive. Right out of the ocean. The fishing company, Peter, James, and John, couldn't come up with a better fish, you know. And so as you talk about it, you think, oh, I'm getting one of those, you know. Got to have one this week. And so praise does it. Or did you see the goal by Sidney Crosby the other week? You know, it was like a miracle from heaven. And then he was interviewed afterwards, such a humble guy, you know, giving other people credit and so forth. Praise seems to lift the whole atmosphere of what's going on. One church did this, and this would be something good for some wild-eyed group here to take on. One church did this. They picked an event in the local community, and they said, we're going to go to that event, and we're just going to be very thankful and boisterous about what is going on. They happened to pick an 8th grade girls' basketball game. How many have been to an 8th grade girls' basketball game in the last year? Two. One person. Okay. How was the crowd? Was it a big crowd there, Beth? Oh, there was. Okay. But let's say you go to, the whole church says, we're going to go to the girls' basketball game, 8th grade, because often it's not a crowd. And the teenagers went, and the choir went, and the Sunday school went, and all that. They all sat there, you know, and they got the lineup beforehand and who the players were. And didn't know anybody, but, oh, there's Maggie, you know, number 10. Let's go, Maggie. Let's go, Maggie. All of a sudden, Maggie's like, oh, my word, you know. Maggie's playing her heart out. She got these 40 strangers cheering for her. Let's go, Sally. You could do it, Sally. Great job out there, Sally. And these young ladies are shocked, you know. But they're like, something good happens when you pray, even to a person. When we praise, when you praise a person, they get enlivened. When we praise God, who deserves all the praise, we become enlivened. Oh, we're obeying God a little bit better this week. We are, you know. We're very thankful. We're serving a lot more because of the praise that's on our heart. And so the Lord can meet us there. Here's some good things happen when we praise. When we praise, we forget ourselves. That's hard to do. And then sin and selfishness are absent. So when we say, thank you, God, for God, let all things their Creator bless and worship Him in humbleness. We're not thinking about ourselves at that point. It's great in both hymn book and contemporary praises, all the focus on God, and even great difficulties are put under His care. Sin and selfishness certainly hit the road when we praise. We were taught in young folks' college-age fellowship, to sing is to keep you close to God. And I've never been committed to sin and praising God at the same time. One's going to have to go. And Lord willing, it's the sin. Okay, in our practice. So praising God, a great cure for self-will. And C.S. Lewis, he was a little rough on those who do not praise and praise those who did. He was a fantastic writer. He said this, I have noticed that those who praise God the most are humble, balanced, and brilliant in mind. Okay? Those who praise God the most, humble, balanced, and brilliant in mind. That I just described our choir. Right there. Right? Humble, balanced, and brilliant in mind. And he said, and I also have noticed that those who praise God the least are cranks, misfits, and malcontents. Okay. And I'm like, oh boy, I resemble that when I don't praise God. Crank, misfit, malcontent. And I had a family member the other day say, will you stop complaining? And I thought, I'm not even complaining. I'm just being me. And that was the problem. That was the problem. Okay. But when we praise, we forget ourselves. The Lord, infinitely bright, beautiful, holy love, holy anger, protector, maker, closest friend. You do have a closest friend. And it's the Lord. And so there can be, I've found that I didn't know how to be a friend until I met the Lord. And knew He was a friend to us, friend of sinners. It's a little bit better being a friend to others. Our love for God grows. When we praise Him, we sit up, take notice of God's glory, and begin to enjoy Him forever. And when you think about the Lord, you can't ever exaggerate how wonderful He is. You can exaggerate about the Arby's Big Fish and Sidney Crosby, but you can never exaggerate how good God is, because He's infinite goodness. And we just appreciate Him more and more as time goes on. And then when we praise God, we repent. We see ourselves before a holy, beautiful God, full of grace and truth. And draw close to God, as someone said in Sunday school. Draw close to God, and He'll draw close to us. Because when we don't praise, something goes on in our soul. Romans chapter 1 said, a big root of sin is that the people neither glorified God nor gave thanks to Him. It wasn't just like, okay, there's a bunch of sins, you know, coveting and stealing and lying. And oh yeah, failing to give thanks. It was a failing to give thanks and know God that all these other things like went to the forefront. So thanking God is a way to say, okay, this will be a great motivation, catalyst for obedience. So give him a lot of praise. Also, I don't have it on the screen, but it's a great source of comfort to praise God. Now, you have to watch. The proverb says you don't sing loudly to a person in pain, you know. But when you're in pain or if you're heartbroken, often some thanks to God can really carry you. You notice God's goodness again. When I was in college, kind of lonely in college, first year or so, didn't know anybody, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing there, don't know what to major in. Just wanted to get out of where I was and learn, of course. But the only song I knew as a Christian was Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. And I would try to sing that every morning in my mind to God. All of a sudden I didn't feel that lonely. Felt like I was walking with God, there for a purpose, there to bless others. Praise is a great comfort. When your loved one dies, someone will ask you if you have any kind of gathering, what songs would you like to have sung? There's some wonderful ones that are picked. And at least the ones that are picked the most in my experience at funerals, remembering a loved one, are How Great Thou Art, praise to God, great comfort. Amazing Grace, what God did for us, great comfort. And the Old Rugged Cross, what God did for us, great comfort. And so to praise God will give you great comfort. That's the way He is. And here's the verses that we had read. Sing to the Lord all the earth. There's a consistency day after day. You know, you never go wrong. Thank you. There's always something to thank God about every day. And declare a glory among the nations. It puts you with that outward, let's go bless others. It's like a missions part of praise here. And then you have God's name's majestic in all the earth. His sympathy toward us, compassion. He sees our grief and trouble, takes it to hand. You know, if you're heartbroken, somebody says, let me give you a hand. That's the Lord. Let me give you a hand to walk with you, be your strength. So praising God is not all sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. And I wish I remembered the singer from the 60s. She sang that. But praising God is not like that. Sometimes you say, thank you. You'll get me through the heartbreak. And then all the ends of the earth will praise God. More missions. The Lord is our shepherd. He restores our soul. We didn't create ourselves. We can't put ourselves back together. So we can say, thank you, God. You could put us back together. And then this one. Our moment, He's the maker of our moments, as the lady sang last week. Trust in you, Lord, my times are in your hands. Makes every second somewhat holy, would you say? Yeah, we think it's just another day, you know. Somebody said God can take the ordinary and mundane and make it very exciting. God is excited even in what we call monotony. Monotony. You have monotony? God says, I'm excited in monotony. I created that. We need monotony sometimes, because if we always lived just on the mountain and the valley, we would disintegrate pretty quickly. But our times are in His hands. And God is our joy, our delight, present help in trouble, and last praise to Him. Because His love is better than life, my soul will give praise to you. So, And where does it start? The Alpha, praise to God. The Alpha is Jesus. The last praise to God will be Jesus. The Omega. So we ask ourselves a question. You know, you just look at the Lord and say for yourself, have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? We know you're a church person. That's better than nothing. but it's not receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? It takes your heart from being inward to upward. It takes your inward, puts it before God. It gives you an outward mission. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You could pray and ask Him to come into your life. The promise from John chapter 1 is, as many as have received Him, Jesus, I receive you. He gave them the gift to become a child of God. And that could be for you today if you've never done that. You know, God knows your heart, and you know the tug. It's just like being married. You either know you're married or you're not married. Or you're kind of on your way. That's good. That's engagement. And with the Lord, you've either received Him or you have not received Him. And if you're on your way, that's good. And He would say, well, today's the day of salvation. That's a Bible verse. So you just pray to receive Him if you have not. Follow Him all the way to heaven. And if you need help, just talk to any half-alert person here today and say, I received Jesus. What do I do now? And I'm sure that dear Christian will help you, or I'll help you for sure. And let's pray to God, know His goodness. Lord, thank You. There's a lot of praises to You in the Bible, and that doesn't mean we can't cry to You and ask for help and be desperate. All those things are a part of a life, part of our relationship. But we want praise and thanks to be the very top of it, because heaven is going to be that way. And so we rejoice in You forevermore. Give us that joy about Yourself, and continue to make us people who give You great praise and thanks. And because of that, bless as many as possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're going to stand and close our service.